بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حقيقة الإيمان وكماله قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لحارث بن مالك: كيف أصبحت؟ وجواب الحارث رضي الله عنه. أخرج ابن عساكر أن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل المسجد ولحارث المالك رضي الله عنه راكد فحركه برجله قال: ارفع رأسك. فرفع رأسه فقال: بأبي أنت وأمي يا رسول الله. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كيف أصبحت يا حارث بن مالك؟ قال: أصبحت يا رسول الله مؤمنا حقا. قال: إن لكل حق حقيقة، فما حقيقة ما تقول؟ قال: عزفت عن الدنيا وأزبقت نهاري وأسهرت ليلي كأني أنظر إلى أرش ربي وكأني أنظر إلى أهل الجنة فيها يتزاورون وإلى أهل النار تعاون. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنت امرؤ نور الله قلبك، عرفت فالزم. وأخرجه العسكري في الأمثال أن أنس رضي الله عنه نحوه، إلا أنه سماه حارث بن النعمان. وفي روايته فقال: أبصرت فالزم. ثم قال: عبد نور الله الإيمان في قلبه. فقال: يا نبي الله، أدعو الله لي بالشهادة. فدعا له. قال: فنودي يوما: يا خير الله اركبي. فكان أول فارس ركب وأول فارس استشهد، كذا في منتخب الكنز. وأخرجه ابن النجار أن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: بينما رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمشي إذ استقبله شاب من الأنصار فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كيف أصبحت يا حارث؟ قال: أصبحت مؤمنا بالله حقا. فقال: انظر ما تقول، فإن لكل قول حقيقة. قال: يا رسول الله، عزفت. فذكر نحو حديث الأسكري مع الزيادة في آخره كما في منتقب. وأخرج المبارك في الزهد عن صالح بن مسمار نحو سياق ابن عساكر. وفي روايته قال: إن لكل قول حقيقة، فما حقيقة إيمانك؟ قولوا صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ رضي الله عنه: كيف أصبحت؟ وجواب معاذ رضي الله عنه. وأخرج أبو نعيم في الحلية أن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه دخل على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: كيف أصبحت يا معاذ؟ قال: أصبحت مؤمن بالله تعالى. قال: إن لكل قول مصداقا ولكل حق حقيقة، فما مصداقك ما تقول؟ قال: يا نبي الله، ما أصبحت صباحا قط إلا ظننت أني لا أمسي، وما أمسيت مساء قط إلا ظننت أني لا أصبح، ولا خطوت خطوة إلا ظننت أني لا أتبعها أخرى، وكأني أنظر إلى كل أمة جاثية تدعى إلى كتابها، معها نبيها وأوثانها التي كانت تعبد من دون الله، وكأني أنظر إلى عقوبة أهل النار وثواب أهل الجنة. قال: عرفت فالزم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the chapter of the reality of Iman and its perfection. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking Harith ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, how did you wake up? And the answer of Harith ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. Anas radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid and Harith bin Malik radiallahu anhu was asleep. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nudged him with his feet. Nabi sallallahu nudged his feet and he told him, raise your head. And then he raised his head and he said, Biabi anta wa ummi ya Rasulullah, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the question, كيف أصبحت يا حارث؟ How did you wake up? He replied, I woke up, O Nabi of Allah, with true iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied that every statement, every truth has a proof. What is the proof of your statement? He said, I am disinclined. I am not attracted to the dunya. I spend my day fasting. I spend my night in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I spend my night awake in the ibadah of Allah ta'ala, as though I can see the arsh of my Rabb, and as though I can see the people of Jannah visiting one another and enjoying themselves in Jannah. And as though I can see myself, I can see the scene of the people of Jahannam and how they are screaming and how they are full of regret and remorse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got very happy with the answer and he said, "Oh, anta mur'un, you're such a person, Allah Ta'ala has illuminated your heart and you have recognized, now remain steadfast." And there's another narration where instead of Harith bin Malik, the Sahabi's name is Harith bin Nu'man, and in his narration is mentioned, "Absarta falzam," you have seen the reality of Iman, now remain steadfast. And it's mentioned here, Abdul, such a person whose heart has been illuminated with Iman. Then he said that the Sahabi then requests, makes the request to Rasulullah, "Ya Nabi Allah, ud'u Allah li bi shahada, O Nabi of Allah, make dua for me that Allah Ta'ala grants me martyrdom." Then Nabi alayhi salam makes dua for this person, for the Sahabi. And then the announcement is made, "Ya khair Allah irkabi," O horseman of Allah, "ride your horses." And he was the first horseman to ride his horse, and he was the first horseman to become shaheed in the path of Allah. And there's another narration that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking, when a youngster from the Ansar met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Kifa asbahta ya Harith, how did you wake up this morning, O Harith?" He replied, "I woke up with true Iman." Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, "Think carefully before you speak, and verily every statement has a reality." Then he said, "O Nabi of Allah, that I woke up and I did not have any love for this dunya, no inclination towards this dunya." And another narration said, "Inna likulli qawlin haqiqatan fama haqiqatu imanik," every statement has a proof. What is the proof of your Iman? This is the incident of another Sahabi, Rasulullah s.a.w. asking Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, how did he wake up? And the answer of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu reports that Nabi s.a.w. that Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu entered upon Rasulullah s.a.w. Then Nabi alayhi salam asked him the question, "Kayfa asbahta ya Mu'adh, how did you wake up this morning?" Then he replied, "I woke up with true Iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mu'minan billahi ta'ala." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Inna li kulli qawlin misdaqan," every statement requires a step, substantiation, a proof, and every truth has a reality. What is the proof of your statement? He said, "O Nabi of Allah, ma asbahtu sabahan qattu illa dhanantu anni la umsiya," that every morning I wake up in this condition that I do not have guarantee that I will see the evening. And every evening I see the evening in this condition that I do not have guarantee that I will wake up the next morning. Then he replied and said that I do not take a footstep, and when I take one footstep, I do not have guarantee that I will put my foot down or take the next footstep, it will be followed by the next footstep. And then he said that as though I witness the scene of the day of Qiyamah, and every nation is kneeling, and to the Aila Kitabiha, they will be called the Book of Deeds, and together with them will be the Nabi and the idols which they worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Sahabi then says, Mu'adh bin Jabal says, وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أُقُوَّةِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, as though I can see the scene is in front of my eyes, the punishment of the people of Jahannam and the reward of the people of Jannat. So this is the chapter of Haqiqatul Iman wa Kamaluhu, that the perfection of Iman, the reality of Iman and its perfection. See, Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they achieved perfect Iman and complete Iman because they were very, very fortunate. They spent time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah also tells us, "Aminu kama aman al-nas," bring Iman like how the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum brought Iman. Ulama explained that there are signs where a person has true Iman and a person's heart has been illuminated with the nur of Iman. First is Al-Inaba ila Daril Khulud, where a person's total inclination is towards the Akhirat. Wa Tajafi an Daril Ghurur, and a person has disinclination towards the life of this world. And the third thing is Isti'dad il Mawt Qabla Nuzulihi, preparation for death before death. From this incident, there's quite a few lessons that we learn, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poses this question to the Sahabi, "Kayfa asbahta," how did you wake up? If I have to ask you the question, how did you wake up this morning, what would be your reply? Someone may say, "I'm looking forward to going to my business," or the student might say, "I'm looking forward to going to university or going to school,"
who are looking forward to the weekend. So each one of us will have different replies. But look at the reply of the Sahabi. Spontaneous, immediate reply, أَصْبَحْتُ مُؤْمِنًا حَقَّ, that I woke up with true iman. Because iman was the most important thing for them, and they understood the reality of iman. So he replied, I woke up with true iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't accept the answer from him. He said that every statement has a reality. What is your proof? So the proof was that they had no love for dunya. So he said, Azaftu ani dunya, I am disinclined from this world. So you see, iman is such a thing that we all, sometimes shaitan deceives us that our iman is improving and we are, you know, perfecting our iman. But what is the sign of iman improving? Sign of iman improving is that a person's amal will improve. Increase in amal. Allah says, whenever Allah speaks of iman, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. In many verses of the Quran, when Allah speaks of iman, then Allah speaks of amal as-saliha, good actions. So if a person's good deeds are increasing day by day, and there's more quality in his good actions, then this is a sign that iman is increasing. So you see the Sahabi, first he said, I have no love for dunya. This was a sign of true iman. And followed this, he said, how? He said, I spend my day fasting, I spend my night in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he got a different enjoyment by making ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he should spend the entire night in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said that, then he explains that how that he has got yaqeen of akhirat. Yaqeen of akhirat. He said, I can see the people of Jahannam, that's in front of my eyes, that whole scene is in front of my eyes. And the people of Jannat, they're visiting each other and they're enjoying themselves in Jannat, that scene also is in front of my eyes. And the people of Jahannam, I can also see that, that's also in front of my eyes. So then, Nabi Sallam gets very happy with this answer of his and says that you have recognized, now remain steadfast. And then the Sahabi, now look, because they had this true iman, so they love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they love to give their life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahabi makes a request to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh, Nabi of Allah, make dua for me. What dua he asked for? Make dua that I must become shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must be granted martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few days later, the announcement has been made, Ya Khayl Allah Yirkabi, O Horseman of Allah, ride your horses, mount your horses. And the Sahabi, very courageously, bravely, happily looking forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking forward to martyrdom, he's the first to mount his conveyance and he's the first to become shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same question is posed to Mu'ad bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, a very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he also replies in the same similar manner. When he asked this question, how did you wake up? He replies, I woke up with true iman. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is your proof? His proof was, he says that when ma asbahtu sabahan qattu illa dhanantu anni la umsi, that when I wake up in the morning, I have no guarantee that I'm going to see the evening. In the evening, I have no guarantee that I'm going to see the morning. He said, I take one footstep, I have no guarantee, I will take the next footstep. So from here we understand all the time, Mawt and was in front of them. And then he said, I see that whole manzar of the day of Qiyamah. Kullu ummatin tuda'a ila kitabiha, that every nation will be called. And they will come with their books, and they will come with their Nabi, their Prophet. And they will have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this whole scene of Qiyamah was also in front of his eyes. So this is what we have to, the more we're going to speak of Akhirat, the more we're going to speak of Jannat, the more we're going to speak of Jahannam, the more that yaqeen must come in our heart, that this is the real life. Recently there was a Jamaat, a few months ago, that came to our area, Mastura Jamaat from Bangladesh. So in there, there were four couples. But amongst them was one, three of them were quite well educated. They could speak English very, very fluently. And this one person was a very simple person. He could only speak Urdu. But when this brother spoke, then his words were hitting the heart. So as we got closer to the Jamaat, spent some time with them, so the Satis are telling us that his Qurbani was very great. That the tashkil was made and they had nothing to come out in the path of Allah. So the wife said, let's sell our jewelry and we'll come out in the path of Allah. So they sold whatever jewelry they had, and they came out in the path of Allah. So this Qurbani of this was very great. So his words also had a different effect. So he said that, I'll just share a few of his words that he shared with me. He said, Dunya ka koi qeemat nahi. Dunya ka koi qeemat nahi. Dunya has no value. And this is supported from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi alayhi sallam said that, لُوْكَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِثْقَالَ بَعُوضًا. If the whole world and whatever it contains, all the gold, all the silver, all the properties, all the cars, whatever we attach value to, if it had any value in the eyes of Allah, Allah says, Allah won't give the kafir one sip of water to drink. Then after this he said, لَكِنْ دُنْيَا كِي وَقْتْ قِيمْتِي هَي. Dunya ki waqt, the time of dunya, the time that Allah, this opportunity of life, this is very, very precious, absolutely valuable. Then he explained to me, and he said that if a person has to say Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, what reward Allah will give you? Allah will give you the reason. He said that Allah will give you تَمْلَأُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ. The hadith of Rasulullah تَمْلَأُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If I have to make a proposal to you and tell you, come just work for me for 1 minute, and I'll give you Krugerrands, whatever your eye can see outside, filling the area between the heaven and the earth. What your eye, right, left, front, behind. How huge is that area? What will be your next question? Can I work for 2 minutes? Can you afford to pay me? I'd like to work for you for the whole day. I can't get a better boss than you who can pay me so much just for that little while and so much of that. What I pay you for that 1 minute, your whole life you won't be able to count that money. There's no machine that can count that money also. So this person there, he said, so this is the hadith of Rasulullah, not this what your eye can see of the area between the heaven and the earth. The words of Rasulullah, At-tuhuru shatrul iman, walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan, wa subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'u ma bayna as-sama' wal-ard. So here Rasulullah is writing in this hadith, At-tuhuru shatrul iman, cleanliness half of iman, and subhanallah fills the scales, wa subhanallah walhamdulillah fills the area between the heaven and the earth. So this is what he's talking about. So we say that time is money, you know. What Sahaba said? That time is deeds. They were not what they used their time. They used the moment. Every moment was precious for them because they knew what they could achieve in this moments of time. So this, I asked Maulana Spital Sahab, such a small action, such a great reward. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, tamla'u ma bayna as-samaa wal-ard. Just saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allah will give you the reward that will fill the entire area between the heaven and the earth, the entire world. So Mawlana replied to me and said that the muhaddithin explain, At-tuhuru shatrul iman means the talk of the cleanliness of the heart. One is the taharat of the zahir, the outer cleanliness, but also includes the cleanliness of the heart. If the heart is clean and pure, then a person will qualify just by saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Now he'll get that reward that will fill the entire area between the heaven and the earth. So if you understand and realize that this opportunity Allah gave us, this life, is a very, very very precious time, how we can value every moment of this life. Then the brother went on to say, he said that dunya ka koi keemat nahi, lekin dunya ki waqt keemti hai. They said, dunya zindagi nahi jiske andar maut hai. Life is not life in which there's death. Zindagi wahi zindagi hai jiske andar maut hai. The real life, is that life in which there's no death? Sometimes when I thought of it first, when he mentioned it to me, then he was just like, you know, there's no life, there's death in that life. But if someone near, dear to you passes away also, then also you can't appreciate. Then you see life in a different perspective. A person very close to you passes away also, now you start thinking in a different way. So the real life is a life of akhirat. There's no death, there's no end to that life. And then he mentioned to me, dunya ko samajhna bohat asan. To understand dunya is very, very easy. We see people working from morning till night, day in, day out, same routine, just to amass the wealth of this world. So dunya ko samajhna, to understand dunya is very, very, very easy. Lekin dunya ko hasil karna mushkil. But to attain this dunya, very, very difficult. Akhirat ko samajhna, mushkil. To understand akhirat, difficult. But to attain akhirat, very, very easy. The rich man can get it, the poor man can get it, the white man can get it, the black man can get it, the sick man, the healthy man, everyone can achieve akhirat. So this is what we have to understand. Now recently the Palestine Jamaat was here, you know, and they was also quite touching to me, and they said that everyone is talking about the conditions of Palestine. And he replied and he said that one is to talk of the problem, but he said, what is the solution to the problem? And then he was explaining that Allah has kept the solution in this Mubarak effort. Allah has kept the solution in this Mubarak effort. He said that we have to make such an effort that we all have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rujoo ila Allah. The more we make the ummah turn to Allah, then one verse of the Quran comes to mind, where Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِيُونَ. وَتُوبُوا, all of you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may become successful. So this is the effort. Allah blesses with a very, very Mubarak effort. Now we can make such an effort that we have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make such an effort that the ummah can turn back to Allah. And when the ummah will turn back to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make decisions, will send good conditions. Say, a'malukum ummalukum. Iman is strong, a'mal is strong. A'mal is strong, Allah ta'ala will send out good conditions. Iman is weak, a'mal will be weak. A'mal is weak, Allah ta'ala will send out conditions accordingly. So we have to make a decision now. That Allah give us a very, very mubarak effort. How Allah must accept us for this effort. Give us the understanding of this effort. And make us the means of hidayat. Allah must give us complete hidayat, inshallah. And make us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make such an effort, inshallah, for the ummah to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Yusuf ulama explained that this five amal of the masjid, and how we can get linked to the amal of the masjid. And see, a person, what is the object of 4 months? In the words of Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi, the object of 4 months is that a person get links to the masjid and linked to the amal of the masjid. If a person has not achieved this in the 4 months, then he's not got entry level to a tabligh. So a person's heart has to be always attached to the masjid and the amal of the masjid. And make such an effort for the ummah to get attached to the masjid, where we will attach ourselves and the ummah to the masjid, then Allah Ta'ala will send down good conditions. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. To make accommodation.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa al-Aqibatu lil-Muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ma'in. Allahumma la nuhsi thanaan alayka anta kama atneet ala nafsik. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima wa ahlu. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa ilam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunana min al-khasirin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad wa murafaqat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi jannatil ala jannatil khud. Allahumma a'inna bil-ilm وزينا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان وجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم أحي الدين كله في العالم كله وجعلنا سببا لذلك. وصلى الله على خير خلقك سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.